Evaristo, Evaristo Marquez, Marquez, 9767. Today's 3/8. TIF compliant, diabetes number 2, blood sugar out of control number 3, my legs are numb number 4, I'm urinating all the time number 5, weakness number 6, dizziness number 7, follow up of fatty liver number 8, follow up of kidney issues number 12, increased BPH number whatever, history of increased A1C. This is a 55-year-old gentleman who was recently switched to insulin. He has been taking up to 50 units mornings, 35 units in the evening. Do you have a tape, piece of tape, like a thick one? No, I don't want that. Patient blood sugar has been well controlled, as getting down to about 140 or so, much better than it was with the hemoglobin of 11 back a month ago. But he ran out of medication. We gave him 2 weeks' supply to get here. He never did, so here we go again. He's been out of medicine for a week, and his symptoms of hyperglycemia and neuropathy have returned. Medical problems, diabetes, insulin, the only thing that has been keeping his blood sugar under control. Next number, non-compliance is a huge issue with my friend Mr. Marquez. And hyperlipidemia. COVID immunization up to date. He also had COVID medication, insulin. He was taking NPH 35 units p.m., 50 units in the morning, but he quit taking it because he ran out. Surgery, left leg. Diabetes, family history, diabetes, and high blood pressure. Social. He does drink from time to time. He doesn't smoke. He's married, has 4 children, oldest 26, youngest 22. His wife is in Mexico right now. He works assembly line. He's very active. He has no chest pain or shortness of breath during activity. Review of systems, symptoms of hyperglycemia, symptoms of neuropathy, leg pain, rule out intermittent claudication. He's never been on anything for to preserve his kidney function. We're going to start him on lisinopril, 2.5 milligram once a day as well. No hematemesis, hematitis, seizure, convulsion. As far as colonoscopy, he hasn't had any colonoscopy for some time. Not interested in that at this time. Immunization, including hepatitis immunization and COVID immunization, is up to date. Allergy, none, by the way. He weighs 150 pounds, which is the same as he was a year ago, 98%. 98.2, 16, 105, 107 over 68. Heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs. Clear abdomen, soft, TMs are clear, skin shows no rash around mucosal kind of lesion. There's numbness and tingling, lower extremity, consistent with diabetic neuropathy, pulses are present. There's frequent urination related to hyperglycemia. He appears slightly dry because of that. Assessment, number one, diabetes out of control for obvious reasons that I just went over. Number two, just refilled his insulin at 50 units a.m., 35 units p.m. Number three, he may increase the insulin by 3 units every week if the sugar, to get the blood sugar around 100 to 110. Number four, come back in 2 weeks. Number five, maybe if we keep a close eye on him, he'll do better. Number six, leg pain related to neuropathy, but no sign of intermittent claudication ruled out. Next number, carotid ultrasound shows stenosis with no significant change. Next number, BPH. Next number, recent history of COVID. Next number, shortness of breath resolved. Next one is COVID pneumonia resolved. Next one is fatty liver. Next number, leg pain as above. Next number, fatty liver, no change. Next one is frequent urination, both related to BPH as well as hyperglycemia. Next one is volume depletion. Next number is related to hyperglycemia. Next number, lisinopril 2.5 milligram once a day at bedtime to preserve his kidney function. Thank you.